Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KAMX Luling Austin. You hear me now. From the Homeward.com studio, this is Austin's Mix. Mix 94.7.
When I wake up in the morning, don't wanna show that's boring, gotta get into my daily grind.
National TV Dinner Day.
Oh!
Stupid stuff.
No, but do you guys, okay, when you were little, did you get TV dinners or was it a special treat?
No,
it was not a special treat.
TV dinners?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but it wasn't a special treat. It was my mom was like, I don't want to cook tonight.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it when my mom didn't want to cook once a week. And then I had a Care Bears tin platter and my brother had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And we would get to go pick our favorite TV dinner. I always wanted Hungry Man. Hungry Man was so cool. And then we would get to watch TV. I never got Hungry Man. I always had to have like a Lean Cuisine.
How did you both enjoy that as a kid? And then you like grew up and you are the way you are now. Like your palate's refined. I mean, you guys ate that. Like I even know when you, I don't know.
When you're a kid, you don't know any better.
Well, when you're a kid, your mom's making dinner. Like my mom made dinner most nights of the week. So it was so cool to get to eat what I saw commercials on television. And they always said Hungry Man was so good. And I was like, I bet it is. I can't wait to try it.
Wow.
Today is a big day. It is World Suicide Prevention Day. So if you know somebody that is reaching out, then today... you know, every day, but today certainly is the day that you maybe sit down and have a talk with someone, just let them know that you're there, that you're listening and that you care, because really that's what we want, right? We just want to know that people care about us.
Yes.
So today, just be cognizant of World Suicide Prevention Day. So many people take their lives far too early in life. And, we will flip the script and start off this morning on a happy note with a big happy story, which is coming up in less than 3 minutes. Good morning, and thank you so much for having us on Mix 94.7. Hi.
Hey, hey, Sarah.
Hi.
I want to hear something happy.
So I have good news and bad news. The good news is I have an amazing story about UT. The bad news is it's the University of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. It's weird, too, because they're like kind of our colors, but just like a different shade of orange.
Hey, when I was in middle school, I went to like an outlet store. It was like Foot Locker Outlet or something like that. And I was living in El Paso and I didn't know much about Austin or UT. And there was a UT hat.
Uh-huh.
It was on sale and I bought it. And I wore it. I'm like, UT Longhorns. And it was Tennessee the whole time, guys. Embarrassing.
This is one of the most amazing happy stories that I have read in a really long time. There was a kid that goes to elementary school, and they held a college colors day. And he loved the University of Tennessee, but didn't have any of their apparel.
Mm-hmm.
So his teacher was like, you know, why don't you just... wear an orange t-shirt. He's like, oh, okay. So leading up to College Colors Day, he had been talking to his teacher about how he's going to wear an orange t-shirt. Well, when he showed up that day, he had taken it one step further. He wore the orange t-shirt, but then drew a UT logo on a piece of paper and attached it to the front of his shirt. Well, his teacher was like, this is so awesome. I'm so proud of how you took it one step further.
Yeah.
We just talked about the orange t-shirt. You drew this logo and made it awesome. Well, he was really excited. Then he goes to lunch and comes back to her classroom, head down in tears.
Ugh.
She's like, what's the matter? Some of the girls that sat at the table next to him, who didn't even participate in College Colors Day, had made fun of his sign that he had attached to his shirt.
Oh my gosh.
He was devastated.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, look, I'm going to do something to try to raise the spirits of this great kid. I'm going to buy a University of Tennessee shirt for him. But in her post on Facebook, she says, if anybody has any connections at the school to make a little extra special, that would be awesome. Well, UT Tennessee, caught wind of it, and they sent a care package.
Okay.
Not only did they send the care package, which he was super excited about, the University of Tennessee said, you know what? We're going to step it up a notch, and we're going to go the extra mile. And they created an official University of Tennessee t-shirt with this kid's logo.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
And here's the best part. They're taking the proceeds from every shirt sold and donating them to an anti-bullying foundation.
That is awesome. So now he's a t-shirt designer.
He's a t-shirt designer, yeah.
Awesome.
The teacher said when I told him that his design was being made into a real t-shirt and people wanted to wear it, his jaw dropped. He had a big smile on his face, walked taller, and I can tell his confidence grew today. So many people went to buy the shirt that it crashed the University of Tennessee's online shop.
Oh, yes.
So cool. The president of the University of Tennessee said he was touched by the student's story and loved his imagination behind designing his own shirt. You want to see the shirt? Maybe you even want to buy one.
I mean, I'm tempted to buy one.
It says UT on the front.
I mean, it's a pretty cool cause.
And it's orange.
Yep. I'm assuming this kid now has a free ride to the university and his automatic acceptance if
one
he wants to go.
One step at a time, Sarah. One step at a time. He's already got the colors, though. Text HAPPY to 51993 so you can see the photos. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Can't thank you enough for listening to Mix 94.7.
Stash, and now she likes it, so now I can't get rid of it.
There you go.
You know you're rich when you have birthday party themes of 1930s and New Year's. I mean, that's when you're rich.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I'd have to Google 1930s and then go to Lucy in Disguise.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, back in the Steve Jobs era, this would have been a big day, but new phones will be announced from Apple, and nothing really exciting happening.
Oh, man.
I'm still paying off the old one.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's going to be different from a 10? Where do we go from here?
The 11.
Is it really 11?
Yeah. The iPhone 11 Pro, the iPhone 11 Pro Max, and the iPhone 11 will be replacing its XS, XS Max, and XR models. The new phones may include a faster processor, improved Face ID, and a new camera system. This is going to be the cool part. It's going to have three cameras on the back. And from what I understand, one of the cool features about the camera is there's going to be like a selfie mode, but there's also going to be this feature, allegedly, where you can reframe a photo even after you've taken it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's crazy. Yeah,
okay, that's cool.
If you're
really into photography, that's your jam right there. What's it going to cost, like $2,000 now?
And probably. The devices will look nearly identical to last year. I don't know if you downloaded the new iOS, but it's going to be cool, too. It's going to feature a dark mode to save on battery life.
Oh, that's awesome.
A way to silence unknown callers and a tool that allows you to swipe to type rather than lifting your fingers because it, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, so I don't.
So
that's
tiring.
Nice.
Yeah,
so tiring.
Thanks for looking out for us, Apple.
My fingers say thank you.
There's a new HEB breaking ground now. Normally, this wouldn't be a story when an HEB opens up, but this is actually pretty cool. The HEB's opened up in Lake Austin. The HEB's opened up in the Lake Austin area. It's actually replacing, do y'all remember that Randall's on Exposition and Lake Austin Boulevard?
Next to Mahdi's.
Boom. That is the one. And it's going to actually be a multi-story opening up in 2021. Now, check this out. Here's what's cool about it. There's going to be a full bar. It's going to be indoor-outdoor seating, a coffee shop, and HEB's in-house barbecue restaurant called True Texas Barbecue. Now, this is a first, in, at least in the Austin area. Well, it's sort of a first because they used to sell this True Texas Barbecue at the HEB on Miller, or is it Mueller? What's the proper?
Miller.
Miller. They used to bring it in from San Antonio. A pitmaster would do it there and bring it and sell it. It sold surprisingly well. Now, they're going to do the standalone, and you're thinking, okay, grocery store barbecue, how good could it be? Well, Texas Monthly said it was one of the best barbecues they've had in Texas.
Get out of here.
Bro, I'm serious. That Daniel Vaughn guy, like the barbecue god, said he loved the brisket, loved the turkey and the sides and the dessert. Okay. I gotta try it when it opens up.
But I can't imagine how HEB is gonna have the best barbecue in the state of Texas.
I mean, dude, I don't know. We'll just wait and see. First of all, the HEB in South Austin on Slaughter and 35 that's being built, they're gonna have one of the first True Texas barbecues opened up before the one in 2022 in Lake Austin.
Oh, so there's gonna be multiple. I will say, what does HEB do bad?
I know.
Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States and is often called a public health emergency. World Suicide Prevention Day is observed every year on this day. More than 47,000 Americans killed themselves in 2017, according to the CDC. And since 1999, the suicide rate has climbed 33%. And I know these are really heavy facts, but I think it's really important to know that for every person who dies by suicide, 280 people think seriously about it, but don't act. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline launched in 2005. In its first year, answered over 46,000 calls. In 2017, it answered over 2 million. If you see a friend struggling, please reach out.
That is absolutely the best thing you can do. My wife has a friend who posted something like, you know, I just don't want to go through this anymore. Yeah. Next thing you know, they took their life. You know, it's, you never want to be left with what if I would have done something.
Well, and it's so easy. A lot of times I will see stuff on Facebook, right? Because it is a outlet, Facebook, Instagram, all the social medias, and it's so easy to read it and then not do anything about it.
Right.
But the, if somebody is putting that out there on social media, I think
it's a
that's
cry for
the
help.
Clearest cry for help there
Absolutely.
Is. And even if it's just like, don't just write hey or don't just like, but pick up the phone and call them.
And oftentimes, I think when people post things like that, they just want to know that someone cares.
Yeah.
So let them know that you care. Apple's having a big event to introduce their new iPhones today. H-E-B's barbecue restaurant supposedly is the best in Texas. And today is World Suicide Prevention Day. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7.
Need to send a perfect text. Need to send a perfect text. Need to send a perfect text. Booker, Alex, Sarah gonna write it for you. Booker, Alex, Sarah gonna write it for you. Booker, Alex, Sarah gonna write it for you. Tell us your problem, we'll give it a shot. The perfect text, just why? Come on.
Alex and Sarah say hi to Renee and Lakewood.
Hey.
Hey guys.
Renee needs a little help because she's got to break up with the guy. And this is not your typical breakup. It's not that he did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that it's not working out. Mm-hmm. It's just that it was only supposed to be for the summer.
Yeah, it was supposed to be.
Did you tell him that from the beginning?
I did. We started seeing each other in May, and I told him that it was just casual and just kind of for the summer, and he did not get that memo.
I've never heard of someone just dating for the summer and then like breaking up. Oh, you know what I have? 10-year-olds to go to camp and then come back home and just date for the summer. That's
honestly thought that was a very normal thing for guys.
No.
I thought that was 100% how y'all thought.
What if you guys fall in love or what if he fell in love with you?
Yeah, but that, exactly. As girls, I've always wondered, but I thought that's how guys rolled.
No.
Oh,
that's why. Oh, let me guess. This is how he rolled. He probably said, okay, and agreed with you in May, and then he's thinking like, I'm a winner over and she'll be mine. Come after like summer,
that's
right?
What girls typically think.
Or maybe he was on board with the whole summer fling, but then throughout the course of the summer he fell for her. And what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
Yeah, did you not fall for him?
No, I did not.
I get it, but why are we breaking up with him now when summer's not officially over until the 23rd? It's gonna give him like that little here's your eviction notice. You need to be out by the 24th.
2 week warning.
That's so funny. You know, he's probably like dumb guy. Like if a girl tried to break up with me for this reason, I'd be like, are you crazy? This is really just for a summer. Sarah, you got us wrong, man. We love y'all.
Huh. I had a summer fling named Rick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. At camp, and we would see each other for 2 weeks a year, and we would go build forts together.
Sarah, how old were you?
We were 12.
See?
He asked me, he goes,
it's not a flame,
it was,
Sarah.
You're 12.
We were walking in the woods and he said, can I kiss you? And I said, no.
That's not a
That's
fling.
Not a fling. This is nothing what we
oh
have on the
God. Oh, my God. Just stop
gosh.
It right now. All right. So here we go. Renee in Lakeway has a summer fling.
She wants to let him down easy.
Sarah had a 12-year-old summer fling.
Well, pretend that never happened.
You All said right. that sounds like something 10-year-olds do, so I was rolling with it.
All right. So she needs to break up with the guy that wants to continue on when it was just for the summer for Renee.
It sounds like you don't want to be brutally honest, and it sounds like you've already kind of hinted to him, huh?
Yeah, I thought so.
So here, Renee, what we'd like for you to do while we figure this out, it seems like it should be pretty easy.
I'm looking at you, Booker. I'm like, how would you like to be let down?
Well, pretty straightforward.
I know, seriously.
All right, well, go ahead and put us on speakerphone, if you would, please, Renee, and construct a text to him. Let's write something out. Sarah, any suggestions on how we start this?
I mean, I would leave out the whole summer part, but just say like, hey, I don't see this going anywhere.
She's not continuing a conversation, so she has to bring it up cold.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I got a cold text once, and it simply said, we were like in the middle of chit-chatting and making plans. And then there was a long pause, and he wrote back, hey, I don't think this is what you think it is. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
And that said it all to me.
And did you respond?
I can't remember, but I'm sure I did because...
That's just you.
That's just me. I'm sure there was a long text paragraph after.
See, if I got that text, though, I'd be responding saying, wait, what? Explain. Like, it wouldn't end. So that's not a good text.
Okay.
Well,
I like that as a start. So here we go.
Okay.
I don't know what his name is, but let's just call it, for the sake of argument, we're going to call him Blake.
Oh, Blake, yeah.
You don't think that we should bring up, hey, as I mentioned at the beginning of this thing, back in May.
I think we should, okay. Because guys...
I do, too.
I mean, as a guy, I'm dumb. How many times, Booker, do women in our lives tell us, I told you so, or don't you remember I told you this?
All right, here we go.
It just kind of puts us in our place and saying, oh.
Summer is coming to a close. I just want to say I had fun hanging out with you. Best of luck. Very short, very simple.
I like it.
Something's just not... Maybe just that best of luck part.
Best of luck is the closure. That's the, you're not going to talk me out of this.
Yeah.
That's the nail in the coffin, so to speak.
And I'm just thinking, me, ignorant guy, I would text back saying, what do you mean? I mean, that's what I would say.
Well, if he texts back, then she can respond with, like we talked about.
Yeah, break it down. Okay, yeah. I got you.
Renee, why don't you read back what you have right now?
Okay, I have, hi, Blake. Summer is coming to a close. I had a lot of fun hanging out with you. Best of luck.
Yep.
How about we had fun? Time to move on.
Well, she wants to speak on his behalf.
Oh, good point.
I had fun. It's time to move on. Best of luck.
Ooh, mm-hmm. But it's time for me to move on. Because you're not going to speak on his behalf because he doesn't want to move on.
All right.
So you have to say it's time for me to move on.
Did you get that?
Okay. Yep.
Read what you have. I think this is a keeper.
Okay, I have, hi, Blake. Summer is coming to a close. I had fun, but it's time for me to move on. Best of luck.
I think that's good.
And by the way, I 100% can bet you that he's going to respond saying, seriously? Because that's how I would.
Well, there you go. Good luck, Renee.
Thank you.
So you got plans for the fall? What's going on?
His current record is 1,233 wins with 114 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Jessica. Jessica lives in Gerald, makes a commute to Austin where she's a bookkeeper. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Jessica!
Hey!
Hey, girl, let's do this. We're going to play Campy Booker. Sarah has written 5 pop culture trivia questions. I am going to leave the room right now, so I'm not going to be able to hear what she asked you. And whenever you're done, I'll come back, answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, Jessica. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, question number 1. Why is this such a hard name for me to say? Arnold Palmer would have celebrated a birthday today. What is in an all Arnold Palmer drink?
Half iced tea, half lemonade.
Ryan Phillippe has a birthday today. Name a movie starring Ryan Phillippe and his ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
The Notebook.
Okay. Anthony Michael Hall is 51 years old, and he is now engaged to a model who looks much younger. I could not confirm her age. Anyway, which of the following movies with Anthony Michael Hall not in? 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller, or Breakfast Club?
Breakfast Club.
Kristen Stewart is totally on board with her ex, Rob Pattinson, playing Batman. They starred in what movie together?
Twilight.
And finally, Zooey Deschanel and her husband of 4 years have split. Zooey Deschanel's sister starred in what show for 12 seasons as Temperance Brennan?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I don't know. The Legacies? I don't know.
Okay, we'll bring them back in.
Booker!
Hey!
Hi!
Hey!
She got 2 right.
2? Okay, I need 3 for the win, according to my calculations.
All right, let's see if I can do this. I was having a hard time pronouncing this name. You're going to laugh because it's so easy. Arnold Palmer.
Good.
Thank you.
How are you saying it?
I don't know, but if you try to say it real fast, try to say it.
Arnold Palmer?
It's just, there's a lot of...
Arnold Palmer? Okay. I mean, I can see how you could trip it up.
There's a lot of, like, hard cons. It doesn't flow. You have to really Arnold Paul. It's hard to do that D to the P. It's hard. Alex, you want to get in there?
Arnold Palmer.
Okay, that's good.
I can see it, though.
It's hard to do the D to the P.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer. Yeah.
Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, it's Arnold Palmer. Getting into it. I feel you.
All right,
Everybody's in their car right now.
Totally
Arnold Palmer.
No, yeah, exactly. There's someone that I can do it easy, and they screw it up big time.
Yeah. Anyway, he would have celebrated a birthday today. What is an Arnold Palmer?
Is he dead?
What is in the Arnold Palmer drink?
Well, look and see if he's dead.
I said, would he have celebrated? Yeah, he has passed away.
Oh, he has?
Yes, he would have celebrated a birthday today. I can't do when people pass away math as to how old they would be. It's very complicated for me, so I just kind of gloss over it with a would have celebrated a birthday.
Okay. 2016, Booker. Dancing
Okay, so what's in an Arnold Palmer?
There you go.
That would be iced tea and lemonade,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is correct. Ryan Phillippe is also celebrating a birthday today. He is still alive. Name a movie starring Ryan Phillippe and his ex-wife, Reese Witherspoon.
Cruel Intentions.
That is correct. Anthony Michael Hall is 51 years old. Not today. He's not celebrating a birthday. But he is engaged to a model who is much younger than him and very pretty and definitely marrying him because he's Anthony Michael Hall. Anyway, he was in
Because all women are like, dang, someday I hope to marry that 51-year-old Anthony
Michael
Hall.
Maybe she likes him. Okay. I mean, you know, we can never assume.
Maybe she does, Sarah. Seriously. Maybe she does.
My bad. Anyway, he's been in a few John Hughes films. Which one has he not been in? 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Breakfast Club.
Well, he 100% has been in Breakfast Club, and I'm pretty sure he's been in 16 Candles. I think he was Ducky, right? But no, he was not in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Ducky was John Cryer Pretty in
Pink.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was the geek. That's what he's listed as in IMDb. Just geek, but he's the one that convinces Molly Ringwald to give him his panties, and then he goes into the her panties, and he goes into the bathroom and holds them up for all the nerds. Okay. And one of the other nerds is John Cusack.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Just like John Cusack held up the boombox and Say Anything?
Mm-hmm. He held up
the
underwear.
Panties? Okay.
Kristen,
a lot of holding up in the 80s.
Kristen Stewart totally on board with her ex, Rob Pattinson, playing Batman. They starred in what movie together?
Twilight.
Yeah. And finally, Zooey Deschanel and her husband of 4 years have split.
Yeah.
Her sister, Zooey's sister.
Oh, by the way, they got a big Austin connection.
Yes. Starred in what show for 12 seasons as Temperance Brennan?
Well, I like to dedicate this answer to my mother, Gail. It's her favorite show ever, Bones, on the Fox Television Network.
That is correct.
Yeah, I could not get that one wrong. She would kill me.
5 out of 5.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Appreciate you playing.
Thank you. This is Jessica, and I can't beat Booker.
Good try.
Sarah says millennials have stopped dating. Find out why and why you should stop dating. You should stop stopping dating. You should stop. Anyway, just start dating again.
Do it.
She'll explain why. Her dating diary is up next on Mix 94.7.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Oh, this is good news. Kevin Hart has reportedly entered physical therapy and is taking baby steps to a full recovery. Right? Or as Kevin calls them, steps. Short jokes. I'll do them all day.
Time for Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
Millennials say dating has gotten way too expensive. Experts say millennials, who are people born between 1981 and 1996.
By the way, let's break it down for a second. Millennials are pretty much anyone under the age of 40.
Yeah.
So whenever people say these damn millennials,
yeah,
you're talking about grown ass adults.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's because 1996 what means you're how old?
I don't know. Get the calculator out. I don't have it.
Well, so if I do the math here on the 1996, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you take 2019 and you minus 1996. Uh-huh. Okay. So that would be 23 years old.
Okay, so everybody, I think, has this feeling that millennials are 16, 17, 20 years old. They're not. They're really in their 20s and
30s. Yeah, they're adults.
Okay? Exactly.
Like Booker said, they're adults. Anyway, these adult millennials are holding off on dating because the concept of courtship has evolved, and what was once a casual meet and greet for a first date has turned into a delayed and very deliberate event that happens much later in the relationship cycle. It's this new pattern. So first you're friends, then you move slowly into friends with benefits, and then you slowly come out of that and tell friends and family about this new partnership, and then you actually go on a first date. Two-thirds of people in their 20s still live at home, and not because they're lazy, but because they are saving their money and they feel that they need to get their career and their finances in order before they get married.
Oh,
so millennials are waiting to earn a certain amount of money before they feel that they're at a place in their life that they can actually go on a serious date and invest in this other person to one day maybe marry this person.
So I wish my parents lived here in Austin. I would have lived with them up until I got settled and felt good about
And dates are no longer based on traditional gender norms, meaning that couples now split the bill starting with date number one. There's no, like, the guy pays for the date.
Someone posted this on Facebook, and I thought it was so good. This man asked me out to coffee. I don't do coffee dates. Told him I do coffee for business meetings and with friends. Happy to get coffee with you as friends. His next text is asking me to dinner. Men know. They just want to see if they can lowball you first.
Oh, my gosh. See, I disagree. There's this thought out there that coffee means that you're being cheap, and I disagree. So here's what I want to say. Y'all, be careful. Old-fashioned dating can actually be fun and not expensive. So apparently, like I just mentioned, millennials think coffee can be thought of as cheap. But seriously, there is nothing wrong with going and getting a cup of coffee to meet somebody, or make it cute and go get a milkshake together, or just go for a walk or a canoe ride with like a picnic you made from your house. My friend's first date that she's now married to was looking at stars at a free stargazing party here in Austin. My husband and I had a beer on our first date. Dating does not have to be expensive. And I feel by eliminating dates, you're eliminating the magic. So get creative. I swear, creative free dates are worth so much more than a $100 meal at a fancy restaurant. I promise. So my message is, millennials, please get out there and date. That's my dating diary.
Y'all, I was in Los Angeles over the weekend, and I went to a Dodgers game, and I had never been to Dodger Stadium before. I've been to a lot of ballparks across
like
the country. Yeah, it was okay. It was cool. I go in through the suite level. Now, I don't have suite tickets, but I'm walking through anyway like I own the place.
Yeah, that's what you do. You're in L.A., man.
So as we're walking through, I look up ahead of me, and I see a kind of group of people and a small child talking to someone in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And it didn't look like it was just a kid talking to grandpa in a wheelchair. It looked like a kid that was talking to someone he admired. I'm like, that's got to be someone big. Like, that's got to be like a legit person, right? We get up close, and I look over, and it's Tommy Lasorda. Now, if you don't know who Tommy Lasorda is,
no clue.
He is a legend for Dodgers baseball. He was the manager of the LA Dodgers forever. He's probably one of the most famous baseball managers of all time.
Was George Steinbrenner a manager?
Sarah, that's not the point. He's the owner of the Yankees.
I know. Owner and manager are different. So would he,
different
so,
things.
Because I was going to be like, is he like the Jerry Jones of Dodgers baseball?
Jerry Jones was never the coach, and football and baseball are totally different things.
Oh, he was a coach?
He was the manager.
Which is
the
coach of baseball, yes.
That's the head coach.
Yeah. Oh, why don't they just call him head coach?
I don't know. Baseball's different. Yeah. So anyway, back to Tommy Lasorda.
Did you go say hi? Did you run up?
Okay, so let me tell you.
Are you a fan of the Dodgers?
No, I couldn't care less.
It's not even a fan. It's not even being about a fan. It's like, that's a legend there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just you're seeing a legend and you appreciate what it is.
Exactly, Alex. So here's the deal. I'm like, I got to get a picture with Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah.
He's a legend. He's an icon. I say to him, excuse me, Mr. Lasorda. I said, would you mind if I got a picture with you?
Uh-huh.
Tommy Lasorda, who, by the way, is known for being kind of an angry old man, says, son, do you know the word please?
Oh, you got scolded?
And wait, said, you didn't say please?
I said, oh my gosh, this is my new favorite story.
Hold on.
Keep on telling it.
I'm going to go back. I said, Mr. Lasorda, would you mind if I get a picture with you? I couldn't even finish my sentence before he says, son, do you know the word please?
Yes.
It's so funny because that's like old people manners. What you just said, I thought it was super respectful because the part, would you mind?
Exactly.
Sounds, but older people, the please
and
part.
And did you even talk to the man? Did you even like say, you know, Mr. Lasorda, I just wanted to say hello. Thank you so much. I'm a lifelong Dodgers fan. You
I'm
just
not
love.
A lifelong
I
Dodgers
know,
fan. I don't
just,
care about
but
the Dodgers.
You just wanted to use him. You got to butter him up a little
of
bit.
Course.
You wanted to use him for more Instagram likes. You got to butter him
now,
up a little bit.
There's no buttering up, Sarah. The man was on a mission. He was on his way somewhere. I had to make it quick. No time for small talk.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to get a quick photo.
And let's throw in this. Wheels are faster than legs. This is in a wheelchair. They're pushing them fast. You got to
exactly.
get there quick.
All right. So he scolds you.
I say, Mr. Lasorda, would you mind if I got a photo? He says, son, do you know the word please?
Oh, boy. That's awesome. And what'd you say?
I said, yes, of course. I mean, like, he's like, make it quick. Let's go. I'm like, all right.
Did
whatever.
You say yes, sir?
Yeah, I was very polite. I just didn't say please. Okay. So we get the photo.
Uh-huh.
the guy with him takes like 15 photos.
Oh, good.
And they're all awful.
Oh, no.
There's like one.
Well, let's be fair and say that anybody taking a picture of Brad Booker, you're going to think they're awful 100%
well,
of the time.
Always have to go high no matter what. So
it wasn't even about me. I looked fine. It was just, you know, nobody's looking the right way and whatever. So then at the end, as soon as I got my phone back, I turned to Tommy Lasorda and said, "Thank you so very much, Mr. Lasorda. I really appreciate it."
That's nice.
And he says, "Oh, now the guy's got some manners."
100%
well,
of the time.
Always have to go high no matter what. So
it wasn't even about me. I looked fine. It was just, you know, nobody's looking the right way and whatever. So then at the end, as soon as I got my phone back, I turned to Tommy Lasorda and said, "Thank you so very much, Mr. Lasorda. I really appreciate it."
That's nice.
And he says, "Oh, now the guy's got some manners."
Take a seat. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.